Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Hallelujah. Can you say you made it? Amen. I don't know how old you are today, but you made it. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Times may have been hard, but you made it. Amen. That's the good thing about it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everything wasn't quite perfect, but you made it. Amen.
Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I made it. Amen. See, it's all about making it. It's not talking about that you didn't have no tough time, no hard time. It's not saying that you didn't. You're not saying that you didn't go through. Amen. Didn't say that you wouldn't have no struggles. Amen.
Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Say that you would get in the fire, but you made it through the fire. Amen.
Yes.
Didn't say you would be out in the rain, but you made it. Amen. Amen.
Glory,
you might have been outdoors, but you made it. No matter what happened, you made it. And so thank God you made it. So you want to tell everybody how I made it. Amen. Praise God.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bruises, but I made it. Amen.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, for the bruises.
Amen. I made it. I made
Lord.
It don't matter what I went through, but I made it.
Thank
amen.
You,
a lot of us went to war,
thank
but
you,
we made
thank
it.
You, thank you.
You made it, amen.
Right.
You
had
many battles, but you made it. You might have got wounded.
Amen.
He was wounded for our transgression, but he made it, amen. Praise God. He was born. But he made.
Hallelujah. Go God. Go God. Thank you, Jesus.
No matter what I've been through, I made it. The blessing and make
it. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hard times and good times, I made it. I made it. And so they tried to kill me. The devil tried to kill me, but
come
I made
on.
It. That's what we want to talk about.
Hallelujah.
He tried to kill me, but I made it. Hallelujah. I've been in some gunfights, but I made it. Hallelujah.
Come on.
I've been shot at.
Come on.
I've been shot at, but I made it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I had some battle with drugs, but I made it. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been to jail, but I made it. I made it.
Hallelujah.
You see, this is
what
I'm talking about today, is that I made it. I've been through, but I made it. Hallelujah. I had marriage problems. Amen. In the beginning, we had marriage problems, but we made it.
Come on.
Amen. Me and my wife fell out, but we made it.
Come on, Bishop.
We even separated one time, but we made it. You see, that is forgiveness of God that I made it, regardless of what I endured. You know, when the Bible says endure hardness as a good soldier.
Woo, Jesus, endure.
Praise God. I endured the war.
Mm-hmm.
I went through, amen. Got shot at, amen. Bombs went everywhere, but I made it. And so those are the good things you can tell about it. Yes, the enemy threw a bomb at me, but he threw a hand grenade at me, but it didn't explode, and I made it. You see, those are the testimonies you want to give. You know, I may have been to the war. Those are the testimonies in a war give. And a bullet went through my helmet, but I made it. But I made it through it, amen.
Hallelujah.
And even some of them said,
line unmuted.
Leg got blown off, but I still made it. You see, it's all about making it.
Come on.
I made it.
Hallelujah.
Are the testimonies we want to give today. We want to give testimonies of your victory.
Tell it.
Your victory. I was in war, but I still got victory. I fought many battles. But it was Jesus who gave us the victory. And so this is what it's all about today. And I don't know if Brother Raven is today.
Jesus.
I was going to let him be first because he got to go to Eve at work.
Yeah, probably about 9 o'clock.
All right. Amen. Praise God. And since it's men day today, who's going to be the first man to talk about how he made it? He made it.
Got Brother Norman, Brother Prevost, and Brother Tobias so far.
Amen. Who's going to be first? Brother Tobias, Brother Prevost, Brother Norman. Who wants to be first? Talk about how you made it. I like Brother Norman's testimony. How he made it. Come on, Brother Norman.
Amen. Praise God. I'm here. God's grace and by his mercy, I can seriously say that she prayed that song this morning. She was talking about me because I thank God that I made it. You know, we don't ever know what kind of danger in them hand grenades you're talking about that devil be throwing at us all the time. You know, that's why sometimes when we pray, we have to pray about the things that we can see and the things that we can't see. You know, about them dangers that we're aware of and the ones that we're unaware of. You know, I'd have been through all of them things that Pastor was talking about, the jail, the prisons, the drugs, the everything, the women problems. I done had all of that. But my latest blessing that God just brought me through, I'm going to share that with you. I went to, last Thursday, I had a procedure scheduled at the hospital. It had been getting put off for a couple of months because I had been having difficulties with my insurance. It was being changed, and I wasn't finding the doctor that I wanted and needed inside of my network. Just past Thursday, I finally got a chance to go and get two procedures yet. I was only supposed to have one, but they put in another procedure. The first one was a colonoscopy. That one went well. The second one was called a noscopy. You stick a camera in your throat and look down at your stomach. I was having problems with my stomach and my appetite. When the doctor went to check and try and stick the camera into my throat to do the noscopy, my esophagus was nearly completely blocked. The doctor told me he had no idea how I was able to even swallow or eat anything. I had been doing this for months. What was supposed to have been a simple procedure turned into a nearly 2-hour surgery. When I went up under the anesthesia, I came back out. After the surgery, I was asleep for over an hour and a half. I had took my fiance with me to go to do the procedure because you got to have somebody with you. While I was there, I had a tooth in my mouth that was loose. They knocked the tooth out of my mouth during the procedure. They came in and told her, said, he knocked his tooth out, but he didn't swallow it. We got it out. After that, I'd been asleep for an hour and a half up under the anesthesia. And they couldn't, they came in there and told us that we can't get him to wake up. We can't wake him up. So we can't seem to get him to wake him up. She said, bring him in here. She said, I'll wake him up. And she, I got in there and she was talking in my ear. And I woke up.
Thank you.
It was about a great that I didn't even know that I had that problem. A complete blockage. And she's a nurse. And she was saying, she said, do you realize what could happen if that blockage would have just clogged up? She said, you would have probably been dead before anybody even realized what was even going on with you, what was even wrong with you. She said, with everything they got documented, they said, well, don't none of that have anything to do with your esophagus and your throat being completely blocked up. But by the grace of God, he got it completely unblocked. He cut it in the process of getting it completely cleared out. He put a clip in there made out of dissolvable stitches. But I thank God that I feel fine and I'm doing good. And just to let you know that God is always there, always looking after us. When you put God in your life, God will look out for you for those things that you don't even know you need looking out for. God will protect you from the danger that you don't even know exists. That's what God did for me. That's what God brought me through. And that's why I'm glad and I'm grateful. I'm joyous and worshipful for the fact that I'm still here. The sister Denise, you couldn't have played a better song this morning because I thank God that I've made it and I'm still here. That's my testimony, brother, and I hope that somebody got something from me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Look at that. Look at that.
Look at God.
Look at God. Amen. See, he was just struggling this week, amen. Amen. With his esophagus. And but he made it. But the thing about it, he made it. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Praise him. Hallelujah. Let me read this scripture for the time. Amen. I know it'd be a little different. Amen. Revelation chapter 12. Amen. And I'm going to start at verse 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child, cried, travailed in birth, and pained to be delivered. And there appeared a wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven, and he did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was called up unto God and his throne. And here it is about the men. This is why we say we have men, because the devil was standing by trying to devour the man child. And we have to realize going on in today,
line muted,
trying to kill the men. The devil is trying to kill the men. All of them, they don't kill, they want to lock them up, amen. You want to know that the devil can defile you, amen. But to thank God that when she brought for the man, because the man was supposed to rule all nations. So men, you got to realize, you can see that the leadership that God said that the man child was going to rule all nations. Now everybody said, well, this is Jesus. He was that man child that was to rule the whole earth. That's what I said. He wants us to rule because we are made in the image of Jesus. Amen. We are made, men are made in the image of God. And we're supposed to rule the nations. Amen. So that's God's purpose and the intent for the man, that man is to rule the nations. And so you have to realize you want to rule the nations. It's the devil out trying to destroy you. The devil is out trying to kill you. The devil brings confusion in your life so that you won't do what it is that God intended for you to do. Praise God. Well, thank God, amen, that you made it, amen. You see, this
amen.
Man, because God helped this child here, amen, he opened up the earth so that the man could escape the wrath of the devil. I'm trying to say the devil is trying to kill us. Hallelujah. And even though the devil is trying to kill us, amen, but thank God that God sent a Savior. His name was Jesus. And because of the Savior that he sent, named Jesus, Jesus came to save us from the wrath of the devil. Praise God.
Amen.
Come on, let's just thank God for Jesus that this man child made it, because God opened up a way. He made a way for this man child to be saved. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You got to know.
Amen.
You
Bishop,
got
we got a brother. Not to cut you off, Bishop. We got a brother on the line. He's at work. Can you fit him in right quick?
Oh, go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Hello, all the brothers. Yeah, my name is Rodney Jackson, and I would give the devil no credit. He has no credit, none of this, but to have issues that be going on at, like, at my job, like where there was 1.1 managers, with, I don't know if they were jealous, spiteful, whatever, but they were just two little things trying to irritate me. And so it was one time, and I just couldn't help myself. And I didn't think of my God mindset. And so I struck this young man. But I prayed about it, and I asked God to forgive me. And when I came back the next day thinking my job was lost and everything, no, I still had my job. And my supervisor over the job, the big boss, not just the owner of the company, had me come and have the guy apologize to me. And so now this guy, every day he sees me, he speaks to me. So I'm like, for me, just talking to God, and letting him know that it wasn't me, it was all him. And I'm going to give it to God all the time. Because God, it's not me. But let him know that I'm still a work in progress. I'm not perfect. I'm trying to be to where he wants to be. But I'm still in this fight for the world where people can do things to you and make you lose it. So I just want to give it to God. I'll give him all the glory. I'm not taking nothing.
Amen. Brianna, give one of them good testimonies. Give one of them testimonies back in the day when you're in jail, selling dope, selling drugs. We want them good, juicy testimonies back in the day. Come on.
Yeah, I ain't got enough time for that because I got the call back in. But I'm off on break right now.
All right. God bless you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming on.
Amen. Well, thank God, amen, that he made it.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Don't worry about the job. He made it. He made it through.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Anybody else at work? They need to give a testimony while you're at work. Amen. Persecuted, but you made it. Anyone? Come on. Amen. Who's going to be next? Go ahead. Minister Prevost?
Line unmuted.
Give me a minute. Who is that?
Brother Prevost is on here.
All right, Brother Tobias. Come on, Brother Tobias.
Okay. Well, first, give it unto God, to the bishop,
Sister Denise and Sister Neil and all the other sisters and brothers on the line. You know, brothers and sisters, the Lord has been good to me. He done brought me through almost anything you can think of to talk about. Brought me through drugs. I did so much drugs for so long, I thought that I wasn't never really going to get out of it, but I was planning to get out of it anyway, but my reality was I was pretty much stuck and didn't see a way out of it. And you know how when you hear saints say that the Lord made a way? I don't use drugs no more. He made a way.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I can tell, I remember once when I was locked up in San Quentin. You have to imagine, please try to go with me mentally here. San Quentin is 5 tiers high. 100 cells. Oh, well, it's 50, yeah, like let's say 50 cells. 5 tiers high. 2 people in every cell. So that's 100 people on the first tier, 100 people on the second tier, 100 people on the third tier, 100 people on the fourth tier, and 100 people on the fifth tier, and everybody talking to somebody or trying to get something done. And I heard the devil tell me, I know he was a demon-possessed person, and I know he was talking to me because the Lord had just saved my life. And he said, you think you're going to get away with this? Well, I can say this, as far as testimony is concerned, amen, because that really did happen, but, you know, I guess I'd have to be go expound on that too long. Well, not too long, that's what happened, just like that. The Lord took me down there and let me, well, I didn't see the person. Like I say, it's a whole lot of cells, and I can't even talk all the way down to cell 1 if I'm down in cell 30, you know what I mean? But I was going back to jail every 3 weeks. I couldn't stay out of prison longer than I was. And you can follow the regular school. I've been out of jail for 8 years. Thank God for that. What is the Lord? My testimony is that I'm asking with my mom. I asked for that for gave me. I asked that I was given. I asked the Lord to one day not be in the way that I was going.
Your phone going on and out, Tobias. Can't hear you. Your phone going in and out.
I don't even know what you're doing.
It's going in and out.
I just know that God is in.
Well, he breaking up.
You got it on speaker? Take it off speaker.
Just missing him all the way.
Yeah.
We're missing everything, brother.
He got a good testimony, too. Oh, my God. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus.
Have an idea of what I'm trying to go with it.
There you go. You back.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Back. Hello?
Oh. Yeah.
We can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, well, the Lord brought me. Did you hear the part about prison? What part did you
hear?
The
5 tiers. You're talking about the 5 tiers, then you went out.
Okay, well, being in prison, being in San Quentin is like being in a place, like being in a cage, like being in a zoo almost, where the people in the cages are not animals. The people in the cages are people. But my testimony will go to, and I will say this, that I couldn't stay out of jail. I couldn't stay out of prison for longer than a month. And I'd be right back doing 8-9 months. Go right back, do 3 years. Right back, do 4 years. You know, I didn't know what it was like to really be on the street. And I wanted to get out of that, but I also had to get out of the lifestyle. I had to, and I'm saying I, and it wasn't me at all. It was what the Lord did. It was the path he placed me on and the trial and the tribulation that I went through that put me in a place where I don't use drugs anymore.
I
haven't been back to prison in 8 years. I've been out of prison now 8 years.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for not being on drugs and out all night. I'm grateful for not being locked up. And the Lord has brought me from all that. He did all that. It's a hill to climb still. But I'm grateful to know that not only that I can maintain, but that the Lord will walk with me too. The Lord has helped me. You know, he's my ever-present help.
Thank you.
And, you know, I've gone through so many things. You know, when you live in a life in the street, there's a lot of things happening in the street that the Lord has to bring you through on a daily basis. And before I go out again, I'll just say thank you.
Thank you.
I want to say thank the Lord for the prayer line. I want to say that the prayer line, my testimony as far as right now is concerned, just like I was telling Bless the other day, the morning prayer helps keep me maintained in doing the what's right, with the Lord calling to mind things that has been talked about on the prayer line, and sometime that very morning, it helped direct me and help keep me on the right path during the day as well as through the night.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm grateful for the prayer line. I'm grateful for the brothers and sisters that come on here and are able to rejuvenate me again. Joy comes in the morning. I'm glad. Thank y'all. And the Lord has brought me through so very much. When the bishop was talking about some of the things that he done brought us through, I thank God for him bringing me through the jail, the drugs, the homelessness, you know, and all the things that go along with that put me in those situations. I was in those situations because I was actually just participating doing the wrong thing. And now that my life has changed, I thank God for bringing me through what he's brought me through.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm grateful, y'all. And I'm grateful. And that's it. I don't want to skip around, and I don't want to take up a whole lot of time. I just want to say that if there's something I can say that can be edifying to anyone, I would say, trust in the Lord. He gonna come through. He just going to come through. And a lot of times when he come through, he come through in a way that I disagree with. I'd be like, Lord, that can't be true. And it'll turn around and unfold and do what it's supposed to do, and it'll be true.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So I want to say thank God. I want to say thank you to the bishop, Sister Bless, and Sister Emile, and every one of y'all that keep it going, and all the sisters and brothers on the line. I want to say thank you, because the stronghold in my life is prayer. Is prayer and the Lord. I want the Lord to continue to be the stronghold. That is, if I got the stronghold right, Bishop. I heard one of the teachings say that the stronghold in the enemy camp, I mean, the stronghold, the tear down the strongholds, or the stronghold is usually that that spy. The stronghold is the one that's in the camp that make the camp go wrong and go awry. Well, I want the Lord to be a stronghold of positivity in my life. I want him to be the one to help direct me to go in the right way. And I just want to say thank you. And I'm going to try to, I'm going to shut up now. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. You talk about it as a testimony to show where God, that's really where God brought him from. Brought him through all of that pain there, being in staying
awesome.
Everything.
Awesome.
I just like one scripture, Psalm 40, said he brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my foot upon a rock, and now he has established my going. And he has put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Amen. That is why we give those testimonies, because that's what David was given a testimony of where God brought him from. Brought him out. That was a horrible pit you was in, brother. Amen.
Yeah.
That was a horrible place to be. Give God a hand break, y'all. Just give God some praise right now. Thank God. Hallelujah. That God brought him out.
God brought him out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
For a brother getting victory. For a brother getting victory. That God gave him the victory. Gave him the victory over prison. Gave him victory over death. Amen. And brought him out, and now he's got a praise in his mouth. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Who else got a praise in their mouth? Who else got a praise in their mouth? Hallelujah.
Brother Anthony's on the line. I know he got a testimony.
Come on, Brother Anthony. Because I know you've been somewhere, too. You've been somewhere. Come on.
Yeah. Good morning, you guys.
Morning.
Yeah, the Lord brought me out of depression. I mean, I was real bad. I had my family murdered, my grandmother, my two cousins.
Oh.
And my auntie's boyfriend of 5 years murdered them over jealousy and envy. And I was real mad. I was mad at God, and I was just mad at everybody. And I was in the world. Yeah, he brought me out of that, though. I mean, it was real bad. I ended up going to the psych ward twice, and It was a real bad moment in my life, and then I ended up having an affair with my wife, and things started getting bad and worse and worse and worse. And I'm like, Lord Jesus, help me. I mean, there was a point in time where I lived in South Lake Tahoe, and there's a mountain out there. There's a few mountains out there, and there's this one mountain, and I would go up there and just think and just yell and do whatever when nobody hear me. And I was mad at God for a while, actually, protecting them from me. But then we ended up moving out of Tahoe into this to my home now. And for sure, I don't know what God just stepped, just helping me out, literally. I mean, I ended up, like, being more in the Word. And it had to have been something about South Lake Tahoe, because as soon as we got out of there, things just started looking up. I started looking towards God. I started seeking him even more and more and more. And then there's just a whole bunch of things. And it's probably too long to say, but yeah, God has been really working on me. Thank him for it. I'm finally accepting the fact that my family passed away. I mean, I was with my grandma ever since I was 5, so, and it really hurt. And I just want to thank him. I just want to thank the Lord for helping me, being here for me, me being on his prayer line, Raven reaching out to me and me reaching out to Raven and him changing his life. Me and Raven used to be together ever since we was kids, and we was in the world together. And I just want to thank Jesus. I really thank him for everything that he's done for me and helping me live coping with what happened in my life. Because it could have took me the other way, literally, and I could have been not here. And I thank him for letting me still be here. In Jesus' name, thank you. Man, that's it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I saw the clip there, brother, where that the guy that killed your family. I saw that. Raven sent that to me, and I saw it. And our condolences, but the good thing about it is that you made it.
Yeah.
Amen. You overcame it, and coming to the Lord is all about overcoming. Amen. So thank God that you overcame. Amen. You're overcoming. Amen. You got the victory. You got the victory. And so walk in the victory that God has given you. Because someone else may be going through hurts and pain, just like you did. And when I saw that it was the two boys there that he killed, that even hurt me. So think about what took place there. To see someone to kill the mother and children, and that was an evil man to do that. Jealousy. Amen. Jealousy is a rage of a man. Jealousy put a man into rage, and he would do something like that. And so God bless you. Our condolences to you. Amen. And may you continue to wax strong and strong in the Lord, and God brought you through that. Now you're going to be able to help somebody else through the same situation. See, that's what it's all
Amen.
About.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. So you can be a help
brother,
to somebody. Who else is on
the line? Brother Raven's on the line. Brother Raven's on the line.
Go ahead, brother. He got his break. Come on.
God bless you, brothers and sisters. All praises be to the Most High. Man, look, I got cussed so hard yesterday from this brother I've been on the podcast with, man. I think I need a Holy Ghost hug, Denise. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Hey, don't laugh, it is not funny. It's not, don't make me laugh because I can't get you. As soon as I got off that podcast, I got on my knees and started crying out to God and started repenting for my over-criticized ways and the way my whole motives and my pure intentions for doing things. Even when I look back at the interview me and you did, Bishop, I just seen my flesh all in that thing. And I'm
going to
go back and watch that word.
I'm
about to watch that word for this whole weekend. I ain't going to lie, because he was going through the seven churches of Revelations, and the first church was the church of Ephesus, where they lost their first love. And this brother broke it down to the minute molecule. I'm talking about, it's so scary once you start realizing the little itty-bitty things that God really cares about. He cares about the minute things, your irritation, your pet peeves. He said, how can you be effective in my kingdom when I'm going against the kingdom of darkness when you yourself have irritations and ways of things and you just don't have no time to have no love for me? And man, look, I'm going to send that message to many people who wanted it, but I promise you, if you watch that message and don't change, you live in a scary place. Now, I know this is Testimony Fridays for the brothers, so you want a quick little story of how I used to be, but I'm going to tell you what the condition I'm in right now. I am broken before the Lord. I want to cry out for sackcloth and ashes. I want to lay myself before that altar and just say, what must I do? Because I promise you, I thought I had this thing right. I'm going to say one more time. I thought I had this thing right. I thought by me choking out the bad things in people and going to churches and saying that they ain't doing this, they ain't doing that. And thought that that was the right thing for me to do, but that's the same thing the church of Ephesus was doing. They was going around, and God specifically said, I have this thing against you that you have left your first love, which was me, spending your intimate time with me. And I promise you, brothers and sisters, if you watch this message and you just really listen to what this brother is saying, it pertains to all of us. Because that's exactly what he was saying. He said, we right at this place. Where have we put before God? Do we give him that intimate time that we supposed to really have? I'm talking about Jesus. He brought up a good point where he said was when Jesus went into the town and everybody was tugging and pulling on him, he said he had to go away and pray to God for it. He had to get that intimacy time with God away from everybody because
Hallelujah.
If you don't do that,
Hallelujah.
I promise you the whole world will use you up.
Yeah.
We have a light that shines on us that the world sees. People will use you, and you'll become a spiritual host for spiritual leeches. You'll become a spiritual host for spiritual leeches. The way we carry ourselves, the way we talk, people see that we're trying to follow after God. They see we're trying to walk this thing out. You will become a target. People who can't be like that, they fake it. They like being around people that can do it because they know that they can use you for your time, your will, your emotions.
Your anointing. Hallelujah.
Your anointing. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something, man. I came to a place where I realized I'm not qualified to make decisions on my own anymore. Everything I do, I got to consult God now. Somebody has to pray about yourself?
Hallelujah.
Let me pray on it, brother. Somebody want to borrow $5 for me? Let me pray on it, brother.
You see why I'm laughing? Yeah, God is good. God is good.
I promise you, this message cut me. I ain't been cut like this since the last time. Bishop said, how bad do you want it? You know what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
Ooh. Oh, brothers and sisters, I love y'all to death. I highly suggest we really go back and reevaluate our walk and walk and evaluate the way we've been doing things. How much time have we been spending with the Lord alone? Wait, how many times have we turned our TVs off and turned our phones off and just gave God that 2 or 3 hour quality time? His brother told his message. He told a story that happened to him yesterday. He said he came in from work and he was starting to do things for he said he got on the computer and was getting on YouTube and started typing some things up that was really important. He said his daughter, his 7-year-old daughter, came to him and said, Daddy, let's go throw the ball around for a minute. And he said, soon as she said that, he said he didn't feel like doing it. So he told her, all right, baby, in a minute because I'm doing something. And he said his daughter turned around and said, how come you just can't do it right now? Why you got to give me 10 minutes? He said, soon as she said that, he heard the Spirit of the Lord talk. He said he went outside and started throwing the ball with her. He said, after 5 minutes, he said, okay, baby, I got to go back and do this thing because I got to get ready to go on YouTube. She said, come on, Daddy, just 10 more minutes. He said, again, he heard the Spirit of the Lord talking. And then he said, after 5 minutes went by, his daughter looked at him and said, okay, Daddy, now you can go do what you want to do. He said, in that exact moment, he heard the Spirit of God say, this is exactly how I want you to do with me. Give me my time when I want it. Don't put me off for 5 or 10 minutes. Don't wait till after the TV show is over. Don't wait till after you get done cooking dinner. Don't wait till after you get off work. Brothers and sisters, we have left our first love, man.
Amen.
We left our first love. Look, anybody that wants that message, I go on my Facebook. My name is Raven Phelps. They got the picture of Noah with the flood on it. Go on there and watch that message last night, man. And we going on there. I'm going on there tomorrow again because he's doing the 7 churches. He's doing the 7 churches in Revelations. This brother is an expert. He breaks it down to the point to where a 5-year-old can understand this. The book of Revelations ain't hard for us to understand. We just ain't had no wisdom or we ain't had no discernment. We didn't have no willingness to want to understand it. But the way this brother break it down, he do it with so much meek and humility. I mean, put it like this. I need a hug. Give me one real quick. Give me a hug. Come on.
I'm going to give you a big hug. A big hug. You know what? We've been talking about that. Call me later. I'm going to confirm.
All right, I just got promoted yesterday, too. You hear me? I got promoted yesterday. I'm a machine operator now.
What you say? Look at God. Look at God. Hallelujah. That's
all
awesome.
Right. I'm going to be praying for you, brothers and sisters. I love y'all, man.
Love you, son. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Confirmation, Bishop. What we just talking about? Oh, my God. Brother Greg's on the line. Brother Greg's on the line, Bishop.
Go ahead, Brother Greg. We're waiting on you.
You waiting on Brother Greg. Good morning, John.
Hallelujah. He got some awesome testimonies if he ever tell them.
How y'all hey. Doing this morning?
We're blessed.
Well, Brother Greg just got online. I'm driving. You don't think about nothing in God and Christ, you know, you just out there in yourself. And being out there in those drugs, that devil had a person so stuck in that world that all you can think of is where you go get your next high from, you know? And it got so bad that, you know, and thinking where you go get your next high from and not knowing where you can lay your head and just wake up clean, you know, there was always that voice that was telling you, you know, you need to stop. You know, when is all this going to end? But it's always, you know, you got a weight on your shoulder that's pulling you one way. And then you got the voice that's telling you, you know this ain't right. But as you continue to do what you was doing, I kept feeling like, you know what? I don't even want to be here. You know? And it was really hard to fight, you know, to fight that monkey off my shoulder, because that monkey was weighing, it was like he had the better half of me. But, you know, as I kept doing what I was doing, it was like, there were people in my life that really care for me. The people that really care for me always seems to appear around me to make me really see that, you know, you got to get yourself together, you know? And I can really say it was hard, but, you know, I'm going to tell you guys like this, a lot of the stuff that I went through to get to where I'm at today, it's like a cloud in my mind today, because it's been so long, you know. I don't remember a lot of it, how it all went down in detail, but maybe I can just say, maybe that's God that don't want me to remember all of that stuff. It's not meant for me to remember how all of that happened, you know. But I can just say that, you know, I'm blessed that he pulled me out of that, because I was about to kill myself being in that drug world, because, I mean, it was like back then, it was the cocaine. It wasn't what it is today. I don't know if you guys can hear me, because I hear a lot of air or static or something that seems to be blowing through the phone.
Yeah, we hear you fine, loud and clear. You loud and clear.
I don't know. I hear a lot of something's coming through the phone, but
yeah, that's somebody's phone. Yeah, let me mute them now.
Line muted.
It was like a battle, because it was like in trying to get out of it, you know, I don't know. I can just say, you know, the drugs was always calling you back, you know, trying to pull you to it, You know, it was like your system, you know, you got so deep into it to where it's like your system was kind of immune to something, you know? It's like you couldn't just let up, you know? But I can just feel like this when I learned about this higher power, you know, and begin to talk to the Lord more and more, he pulled me to the side that I belonged on to show me that, you know, I am the higher power that you need to overcome all of this garbage out here, to overcome that devil's world, because it was not easy. And to take me out of that environment. And that, you know, when I got out of that environment and started focusing more on God's world, my whole life began to turn itself around. I got out of the environment, got away from the people that I was hanging around with. You know, that made a whole big difference. You know, quit going back to the, you know, what really happened is I started praying, learning how to pray to stay away from my environment, because my environment is what really had an effect over my life, you know, where I grew up. And I had to learn how to change myself to be around that environment that I grew up in. Because it's like growing up in my environment, everything that can bring you down seems to be right there in our environment. You know, we you know, it's just like growing up in the ghetto, all of the tools that you need to have a bad life seems to just live in the ghetto. And it seems like we just grow up around it, and it's introduced to us. Nothing good is introduced to us while we growing up, but all of the stuff that you don't need in life seems to be right there growing up with you. It don't grow. Some of it grow up in your household, but as soon as you step out your doors, it's like, man, you infested with it. And you got so many people that you grow up with that seems to entertain you with all of the stuff you don't need in life. And it just drags you right into this world. And this is how you become all a part of what's going on in your environment. And then you're stuck and don't know how to get out of it. This is how I got stuck. And then parts of it comes from our family, because we got family members that are indulgent in the environment. That's what I've learned. And that's how I got stuck in the drug world. But once I got pulled out of it and got God and Christ in my life, there was a change, because he took me out of my environment and taught me how to live in his world, and then introduced me back to my environment, to whereas I became a product that can make a change in my own environment. Okay, I learned how to be in my environment without being a part of my environment.
Amen. Amen.
I hope that make sense to some people, because that's the only way we can live in this world where we come from, and teach our kids as they grow, because all of the wrong things, all of the bad stuff is right here where we grow up. You wonder where all the drugs coming from. It's coming from another part of the world, but it lands right here in the neighborhoods that we grow up in. And everybody has a part of it somehow. And there's some of us, the very few that don't, but majority of us do get a whiff of it. You just look at some of them neighborhoods where the trains just seems to pull up in the neighborhoods, and then all of a sudden the trains get abandoned and they full of guns, or they somehow drugs just roll up in the neighborhood, and don't nobody know how the drugs rolled up in the neighborhood, and some of the kids find the stuff. It didn't just happen. It was planned. You know, I lived in Oakland, and I'm going to tell you, just living in Oakland, there are so many different nationalities in Oakland that got all of these different homes that live in Oakland, but the people don't live in these homes, but these homes are full of so much drugs, and people are going into these homes, coming out with sacks of dope. And they sit on our corners at wee hours of the morning. And then you got our young brothers out here with sacks coming from them all night long until it begins to get daylight. And everybody up in the neighborhood is high, but nobody can control it or really see or figure out how come there's so much dope in our neighborhood. And it's still happening as we speak today. And it's a lot of blind eyes to this stuff. And I know some of us know what I'm talking about right now as I speak about it. And I still see it today. These cats, they walk the streets, and you may hear some of them talking about, yeah, go on over here and re-up and get a stack. Those houses still exist here in our neighborhoods. And it's just new generations of kids that are growing up that are getting introduced to it, and you still trying to figure out why is so much killing going on in our neighborhoods. And we out here trying to save lives. I'm sorry, you guys, but it does. This stuff kind of bothers me, you know, because, I mean, it's out here in our face, you know, and there's nothing being really done about what's really going on out here. You know, we got people out here walking around like zombies and stuff, and, yeah. You know, it's a real truth to why they walking around like zombies and they still doped out. And, you know, they got a lot of these little houses set up where, you know, there's still cartel people that are living out here in these cities.
That's
and
right.
They, you know, they walking around here up like, you know, hey, normal people. But they out here on our streets.
Line unmuted.
Dispensing the dope. And you got the other people out here. That's
mm-hmm.
just out here fried. Their brains are fried all night. They smoking dope.
Mm-hmm. So true.
And it ain't cocaine no more. It's all mixed up with something else. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But most of us that used to be out there smoking the coke and all of that, we're saved, you know, and now they out here mixed up with some other stuff, and the youngsters are out here smoking heroin and some other stuff mixed up in the heroin with the weed and all of this other stuff, and they just are sick, and it's just like, oh, my goodness, they, I can't even describe it because they killing people just looking at them crazy. You just look at them wrong and they'll shoot you.
That's right. Out of their mind. Lunatics. Lunatics. It's turned that Susan into lunatics, ungodly lunatics.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise. Well, praise God. Amen. Amen. Brother laid something out there. That if the sinners entice you, don't consent to it. Come ye from amongst them and be separate, said the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, we got to be separate. We can't be amongst them. It's because they would entice you to do something that you shouldn't do. So if you're being enticed by the wicked, don't consent to it. Stay away from it. Get away from it.
That's right.
And don't get into the system. We know the system is out there to catch you. It's like a trap. And so let us not fall in the trap. So let us get with God and follow
that's
his
right.
ways. We don't get caught up in that trap. That's what it is. It's a trap.
Mm-hmm.
The devil set traps and he catch men. He catch men. So don't be caught up
devil.
In the trap. That's what he's trying to say. Don't be caught up in the trap. Because, you know, all of us was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We was born in the middle of it, and we were shaped according to the thing that we was born in. So let us turn to God so God can help us. Let's follow his way. That's why the Bible talks about, amen. The word is a place of safety. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The word is a place of safety. And when you get outside the word, you've gotten outside the protected area. And so stay in the word. And
that's
so if you're in the word, you stay in safety. And there's safety
amen.
In the Lord. There's safety in the Lord.
Be not conformed to this world.
Amen.
Be not conformed.
And so thank that. Let's stay in the place of safety. The Lord is our refuge.
Amen.
And the refuge is a place of safety. So, amen. Thanks for that. Amen. I know time is running here. Praise God. Is that we got another brother. Amen. God has brought
brother,
you out.
Brother Prevost, Brother Minister Ray is on here, and Brother Coleman.
Amen. Who wants to be first? Brother Coleman, Brother Prevost, Brother Ray?
So I just got on. Excuse me, Bishop. So what are we doing?
Giving your testimony. What God brought you from. You got to come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Amen. I don't know. It'll be like Jonah. You get in the whale belly.
Well, first, giving honor to God, Bishop, Sister Denise, all my brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, God is good. You know, God has definitely brought me from a mighty long way, and I still know that the best is yet to come. You know, God has, you know, delivered me and saved me from, you know, some things that only he could have saved me from. You know, I shared my testimony before. You know, at an early age, I got caught up in a street life of drugs, crime, violence, and you know, in just a world of sin and wickedness and darkness. And I was in and out of juvenile hall. I went to prison for 7 years and God brought me out of all of that, you know, and I could say now, you know, when I was in jail I suffered a mental breakdown and I started having mental health challenges, and I was diagnosed with a mental health condition, and I got into mental health treatment and recovery. And by the grace of God, I responded well to mental health treatment and recovery. I've been doing pretty good. I still have challenges and, you know, and struggles and challenges here and there, but God has healed me. God has delivered me. You know, he's save me and deliver me from a street life of crime and drugs and violence and brought me from a mighty long way. You know, he healed my mind And I'm just so grateful, and I still know that the best is yet to come, and I just got to give God all of the glory, and I got to thank him for his amazing and saving grace that saved a wretch like me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Amen.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Amen. Well, I guess he's going to be short today. Well, praise God. I know he got more to tell, more to talk about. Amen.
Yeah,
he's still dealing with challenges. Amen. And that God can regulate your mind. Amen. Even when you have
Amen.
A bad time, God can regulate your mind and bring you out of that stuff. Amen. You know, I thought about Moses couldn't talk, but God brought him out of that. And so whatever it is that you're into, God can get you out of it. Now, I don't know if anybody's on the line today. If you're unsaved or something, listen to the testimonies of these brothers here. And I'm sure you might be experiencing some of the same stuff. You're dealing with people trying to influence you the wrong way. Amen. And if you hear the testimony of these brothers, God can help. That's what we're on this line for. Because we want people to be saved. We're not just on this line to be on this line. We want these testimonies to be an influence to you. That whatever your problem is.
Hallelujah.
And that's what it's all about. We want you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because
Amen.
You need some help. You need some help. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will help regulate your mind. It's a helper. It's there to help regulate your mind. It helps to give you some power to overcome the things that you're faced with. And so you need that in your life. Don't let no one tell you you don't need that in your life. And so from listening to these brothers, God brought them out. If there's somebody, we're going to give the other two brothers, y'all. If you got anything to say, amen, where God brought you from. We want to know where God brought you from. Because
come on,
somebody
tell on the devil. Come on now.
Yeah, someone on the line is facing the same challenge. You know, life is a challenge. And someone is facing the same challenge that you had. And if you can tell them how you overcame the challenge that you were faced with, then they can overcome the challenge that they're faced with. Amen. And so some challenges. Somebody got a testimony. You had some challenges. And God helped you overcome.
Amen. Amen. This is Elder Prevost. Praise God. Thank God for being on the line today. Not really feeling well today, but I'm not going to let this stop me from giving my testimony. Amen. Because that's what the devil want to do. Praise God. Bishop Page know me, but for those of you that don't, my name is Elder Prevost. I was basically raised in the Church of God in Christ. But growing up, I wanted to be in the entertainment industry. I wanted to be a rapper, praise God. But that's not what God had in mind for me, praise God. While I was in the world, we tried. We put out a couple of albums here and there. Didn't do much of nothing, praise God. But I'm glad to say that since I've been saved, the Lord. Well, let me say this. I was working somewhere one time, and we were handing out our CDs. A lady comes through, and I give her a CD, and she asks me, she said, "Do you do gospel rap?" And I laughed. At that time, I thought gospel rap was corny. I didn't think, you know, it sounded good. None of that. So I laughed at her. And I said, "No, I don't do gospel rap." She said, "I'm going to pray that God put a gospel rap in your heart." And I still laughed at her. I was like, "I don't think that's going to happen." Praise God. Amen. But I thank God today. I just, not too long ago, checked my YouTube, and we're up to 50,000 streams of the gospel music that we've been making. So I thank God for how he's able to move now. When he did, when I was in the world, it wasn't moving. But it's moving now. So I thank God for what God has done. I thank God for renewing my mind to the point that some of the music I used to listen to, I can't even listen to no more. praise God, because I see now the error in the music, and I thank God for the renewing of my mind. And I'm saying all this to say that it might be somebody listening. They want to be an actor. They want to be a singer. They want to be something that they feel that maybe God won't ordain. But if you ask God to put it in you, God will put it in you, and he'll materialize it and bring it out of us. Praise God.
Amen. He always talks about amen. For the pre-vote, and it's the pre-vote. You know, they said many are the desires of a man, but the Lord ordered his steps. You can have many desires of a man, but let God order your steps. The way that you wanted to go, God didn't allow you to go that way. And it's for good reason. And from the testimonies I hear from the rappers today, they always say it's not all that it looked like. They show you the money. They show you the jewelry. That's only so that you can respect, try to have a respect for them, but their life is not good. Most of the rappers will tell you their life is not good. It might look that way, but everything is not like it seems. You know, we always say the grass look greener on the other side, but when you get on the other side, you find out it's nothing but dry grass, amen. So let us stay in the way of the Lord. Yeah. Let us stay in the way of the Lord, amen. Praise God.
There's
somebody else.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead. Minister Ray. I was listening to that brother talk about when he was in the street. Well, first I give honor to God, head of my life, and give honor to Pastor Page and General, and lift up the overseer of this life, Denise. And so we just want, I was listening to that brother talk about the life of crime and all the stuff that's in our neighborhoods. And some of y'all ain't never been in these type of situations, and you heard them, but you ain't lived in them. And I remember when Richmond, California, bad area, a little bit down from Oakland, bad city. And it used to be trains in there that used to have machine guns. We wonder, where are you getting all these guns from? And then somebody came and educated us in the hood, because we buying them. You know, we buying crates of automatic weapons. We buying crates of handguns, brand new. You know, and so the mind of these kids, like today, where is they still getting these guns for like that? Where they getting them for the same way that we've been getting them. And
trains pulling
and like
up there.
The trains pulling up and being and they put the word out there. Somebody scuffling around with paper or something. And so they getting them the same way that we was getting them. And these kids is crazy today. They worse than we were when we were growing up, because they have no respect, no regard for life, not even their own life. And like you said, I was saying this today on my own line and all week long that how these kids is disrespectful and they don't have no regard for life, and the same problems that was happening when I was in the game and stuff like that. It's still happening even worse, and it ain't even cocaine that's really doing it no more. It's methamphetamine mixed with a lot of stuff, drugs that you ain't even heard, syrup and all this stuff they taking. People taking syrup and ain't waking up, and all this stuff, exotic weed and stuff causing people to have. I ain't never known weed to do the things that it do today. You know, the most side effect weed had was the munchies. You raid your refrigerator. But this stuff is like mind blowing today. And then he says something about, you know, feel like we trapped. That kind of made me remember that we call these crack houses and in our neighborhood trap houses. You get that? We call this trap houses, not knowing what we saying, because a lot of folks is trapped. And some of the stuff the brother was saying, got me out the game, because selling drugs to my people, to pregnant women and stuff like that, with the mindset if she don't get it from me, she gonna get it from somebody else. But that's the wrong mindset that we should have had, because that same sister that was pregnant ain't got no food in her house. He would come ask me, Ray, could you give me some money to feed my kids? You know, I'm going to give her a 30-second check-in, too, though, about if you wasn't out here selling your food stamps and stuff like that, you'd be having some money. But nevertheless, I did it, though. So I had to break the cycle of getting out the game. And getting out the game, God got me out the game. And what helped me get out the game is that seeing my kids pass by where I'm selling drugs at. And when I found myself had to hide from them so they don't see me on the track, oh, I knew it was time to go then. And so I thank God for putting it in me for business, because now I got out the game, and I wasn't no little old penny ante 2 ounce and 3 ounce drug dealer. No, I kept 3 to 5 kilos all the time. We count hundreds of thousands of dollars at nighttime. I ran my city. And straight up, that's no fairy tale. We ran the city. And so at 16, 17 years old, I had almost $300,000 to play with every day. And so I stopped selling drugs because of that, because of the woman, for the destruction of our people. And when the police come raid the track, I no longer had to run no more, because God brought me out of drug selling into business. I started throwing concerts and stuff, and I make, you know, $18,000 at the door, and I'm sitting on the track, don't have to run when people come. It felt so good not to look over my shoulder and run from the police, and like he said, staying up all night, sometimes in the wee hours, like the brother was saying. Some of y'all don't know, he ain't just talking about how late at night till the sun come up when I was out there trapping. We'd be out there with the same clothes on for 2 and 3 days, because most of our money come between 1 and 6 o'clock in the morning. We out there. And it just became starting to be a nuisance and a headache, turning my life around to a positive mind, and most of all, bringing me out of the street life into the pulpit, into the house of God, into the ways of God, and don't have to carry guns and stuff no more. And I got plenty of guns. I still got plenty of guns. They in California, but I don't need the guns. And because so much violence that's going on in the street, and I don't like guns to kill nobody, but I just like guns. We go fishing and stuff, and shooting guns and stuff like that. That's what I like. It's not the guns that do the violence. It's the people that own the guns that do the violence. And because you can walk by a gun all day, it'll never do nothing to you unless you pick it up and you start to do something with it. But I thank God that I don't have to carry gun, because I was a gun carrier for years. You know, I was telling the story today how I was at a barbershop, two-man barbershop, and I had an Uzi on my lap. But when I got out of my car, I stuck it in my back, and the ambulance people saw me cross the street, called the cops on me. Next thing I know, while I'm getting my hair cut, I'm surrounded by police in the barbershop. But it's only a few of them that never point their guns at me, because that had been today, I'd have been Swiss cheese today.
Yes.
You know, they would have Swissed me up, because I was a man of reputation. I wasn't afraid of the police. They come to my grandfather's house and say, we respect all your grandsons and stuff, even my cousin E-40. But that Ray, we fear him the worst, because he do not bow down to us. He will fight us, you know. But today, I'll be dead today. I will be dead today. And so the police had some respect for me to walk over to me and just give me the gun. They wouldn't have done that today. You know, they just wouldn't have done it. So I thank God for that I stopped carrying guns and don't have to do it. And how God brought me out of a lot of stuff. Like he talked about East Oakland, he know what I'm talking about, Lil Daryl and them. Man, we those some big time kingpins. Them dudes owe millions of dollars. I hung with them at 16 years old, taught me the ways of the dope game, doing all kind of drug deals with cartels, Mexican cartels and all this stuff. I just think about how I've been in this stuff and unscathed and still not a felon and still did some robberies and home invasions and shootouts and bang bangs and all this stuff that I've done in my life. And God kept his hand upon me. And I am so grateful unto the Lord. When you think back of where you've been in your life and how you could have died in your sins, man, I was thinking about this night before last, brought tears to my eyes. I could be resting in a Christless grave right now. And I just thank God that I'm not, and that he got me prepared for standing on the Lord today. Because it's been a long road. It's been a long road. And, you know, and we didn't, like he said, we didn't have nobody to teach us nothing, because all that money that I had, $300,000, could have benefited me today if we had the right teaching to buy property and all that stuff. You know, if I just, at the very least, if I just knew Paige, I probably would have had me a house or something, an apartment building, you know, to lean on today. But
today,
thank God. Just thank God that I'm living today and got a chance to, you know, live and live for God, live for Christ, and do all I can. And because I was in the street dedicated, I'm dedicated to the Lord. For the Lord, I'm going to live, and need be the Lord, I'm going to die for. So I just thank God that I'm saved today. Thank God for all the men and their testimonies, because every one of us got a different one, but the same one, because we ended up at the same place. In Jesus' name, pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Let's give Minister Ray a hand there. Give Minister Ray a hand.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. That was an awesome testimony.
I was just saying awesome, yeah, awesome.
Amen. Awesome testimony, amen.
Absolutely. I know if I tell on the devil. Tell on the devil. Tell it.
Is there anyone else? See what God brought you from. You know, you see where God brought these men, he can bring you out also. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He can get you out of the place that he was in.
Line muted.
And being a witness to the Lord of the power of God, that where God can bring you out. I thank Brother Tobias when he said God brought him out of, he continued to go to prison, and God got him out. He's been out 8 years now, amen, and still upright and still here, still walking with God. How God blessed him. So, you know, one of the strongest enemy to get over, you know, we always say is lust. Is one of the strongest enemy that's fighting us, whether it's the lust of the flesh or whatever it is.
Hallelujah. Come on.
Even drugs is a lust. You know, some people try to come up with a disease, but it's a lust, because it's something you have to overly desire for. And I know when you do that stuff, it affects your, I call it affects your appetite, so that's what I call it. It gives you that.
Yes,
it gives you an appetite, a desire for it, an overly desire for it, and you're willing to do anything to fulfill your desire, that desire. That's how strong it is. And so maybe there's someone today, if you're a woman or a man online today, and you having a situation in your life that you having a hard time overcoming, I'm trying to say God is an overcomer, amen. He'll help you to overcome those things. And so if there's somebody on the line today, amen, you need to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. You need to repent of your sin and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And you need to receive the Holy Ghost. You know, the Bible said, except you be born again, cannot And I don't know if anyone ever noticed anything about that. It says cannot. And if God says cannot, that's just what it means. I don't know who can add to that or take anything away from it. He said you cannot. And the Lord said if you can't make it, that means you can't make it. I don't care who says this and who says that. He said accept. He didn't leave no way out. Whenever you say accept something, there's no other way. There's no other way. Jesus is the only way for us to get out of this. Amen. And so if you're on the line today, you lost, you need to be saved, you got to come on. You got to come on. You need to speak up today and say, I want to be saved. I want to be saved. Man or woman that's on the line, I want to be saved. Amen. I'm having some of the problems that some of these brothers got in their life. And I want to get over that. You know, whether if you can get over drugs, you can get over alcohol, amen, or whatever it is. You can get over your homosexuality, you can get over it. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing God can't do. He's able to do exceeding abundance above all that we are able to ask and think. Amen. And so anybody want to be saved today? Anyone want to be saved today? Amen. We pray for you on this line. We pray for you to get the Holy Ghost. Amen. People done got the Holy Ghost on this line. People done got saved on this line. Amen. A lot of things that, a lot of tradition people used to keep. They don't keep it no more. They don't do it no more. Amen. Amen. We're all about deliverance on this line. All about deliverance. Getting you delivered from whatever it is. We don't care what it is. We want to get you delivered today. If there's someone needs some deliverance today, amen. Praise God. We want to pray for Brother Prevost, Minister Prevost. We want to pray for Minister Prevost, amen. Amen. I know there's a few things going on, but God is able. God is able. That's one thing to realize, God is able. Amen. That's what he said. He has the ability, he has the power to do what the doctor. He has the power to do what the doctors can't do. Amen. That's why I say we have to always look at attention, I think, because he is the healer of the body. He's the healer of the soul. Amen. If your soul needs healing, if there's such a thing, amen, but he's a healer. And so if there's somebody, we're going to give an opportunity before the next person comes. We're going to give you an opportunity that you want to be saved today. Amen. What must I do to be saved? Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus for the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And then we're going to, after we come out, we're going to live a productive life. Amen. We're going to try to live a sin-free life. Amen.
Yeah.
We're going to walk up right before God. Is there somebody, man or woman? Amen. Is there someone else on the line, sister? Another man? Another brother? You have a testimony?
Let's see. I think that's pretty much, yeah, that's pretty much all the men.
Well, that's all the men then. That's all the men. Praise God. I'm going to read a few scriptures, then we're going to get out of here then. We're not going to hold you long today, amen. Hallelujah. I'm gonna read Romans chapter 10. We always read Romans chapter 10. Amen. We normally read 2 Chronicles. We don't normally read that, but I'm going to read Romans chapter 10. Amen. And we just believe that putting a seed on here, the seed will come up if you accept the seed. Amen. The reason we ask you to make a confession, because we want you to get that seed in you. We want you to, when you accept the word, you're accepting the seed. And God said the seed is the word of God. You get the word of God in you. And God said that seed will produce. It will produce a harvest. And so once you accept the word and the word get in you, the word is going to produce the word. The word will produce the word. Whatever the word said, God will cause that word to flourish and bring forth fruit. Amen. Hallelujah. Many people went out. Amen. Let's see. Romans chapter 10. I'm going to start at verse 6. But the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Say God in my heart, who shall ascend into the heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall ascend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up again from the dead? But what said it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. That if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, thou shalt be, and believe in thy heart thou, that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Amen. And so here it is, you know, you make your confession of your faith. And the reason we make this confession, because we're planting a seed in our heart. You're planting a seed in your heart. You plant a seed in your heart and it'll produce what it says. And that's why we make confessions, is because we believe that the seed gonna come up. That the word is all guaranteed to come up because God watches over his word to perform it. So whenever you put the word in your heart, God will perform that word in your heart. I know it might take a little time. You might not, the seed don't come up all the time the same day. Sometimes it takes 3 days, and sometimes it takes a little longer for a seed to come up. And then even after it comes up, it takes a while for it to produce fruit. And if you make that confession, you plant that word in you, it might take a little time, but he said he guaranteed that that word is going to come up in you. That word is going to bear fruit. And so if there's someone who needs to make a confession of their faith, amen. Come on, Sister Denise, will you just make the confession, say the confession of faith?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Can we all say, Lord Jesus?
Lord Jesus.
Yeah. Forgive me for all my sins.
Forgive me for all my sins.
I believe that you died on the cross.
I believe that you died on the cross.
We're buried.
We're buried.
And on the third day, God the Father, raised you from the dead.
Raised you from the dead.
So right now, Lord Jesus, I open the door to my heart.
I open the door to my heart.
And I repent from my wicked ways. And I really receive into my heart.
As my Lord.
And my personal Savior. Amen. 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen.
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 If you got that word, you got that word in your heart, get that word in your heart, and God will raise it up. God will raise it. See, we believe that word will come to pass because God raised Jesus up from the dead. See, that's why you make that confession. You make your confession and put the word in your heart because you believe God will raise that word up. Jesus was the word, amen, and he was raised up. Aren't you glad that God raised the word up, amen? Hallelujah, praise God, amen. He spoke the word, and the word came to pass, amen. We speak the word and the word come to pass. See, we like God. We don't realize that we're in the image of God. So say, I'm like God. Amen. I'm not God. Amen. I'm not God, but what? I'm like God.
Because I'm like God,
I say it with my mouth and believe it in my heart and it comes to pass. Did y'all get that? You see, you like God. And because you are like God, you do like
Come
God
on.
Does. You
Come
do
on,
like
man.
God does. Amen. Because
Christ.
You love God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And we do, what, we do what God say things with his mouth and believes it, and it comes to pass. And so God said, because you are like me, you can say things with your mouth,
Deacon.
And I'll bring it
That's
to
right.
you because you're
Deacon.
Just like me. You're just
Hallelujah.
Like me. Amen. Come on, amen. I am. I am. See, that's what the I am is. Amen. When God says I am, then I say that I am. When God says I am, and then I say I am. I'm confessing to be like God because I've been made in his image. Amen. And I've been made in his likeness. Amen. And because Jesus even said, as he is, so are we in this world, in the book of 1 John, as he is, so are we in this world. And so what Jesus was in the world, he said, so are we. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is that all right? Is God,
That's
Jesus
all right.
Said,
all right,
I am the light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And he said, now
Hallelujah.
What? You the light of the world. Amen. You're
the
city
light
said,
of the world. Hallelujah.
We that light, we are the same thing Jesus is.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know, if you want
Thank
to know
you
your newborn again identity, your newborn again identity is you're just like God now. You're not like Adam anymore. Hallelujah. You're not like Adam anymore. Put Adam to the side. Put the old Adam to the side that was of the flesh. That's not you anymore. If you've been born again, that means I've gotten rid of the old Adam, and I became the new Jew. The second man, Adam. Hallelujah. We haven't realized who we are. We lost our identity, amen. The devil caused us to lose our identity and start looking at ourselves and realize, looking at this flesh body, it's not me.
Come on, Bishop.
If I'm made in the image of God, then I'm a spirit.
Yeah.
St. John 4, chapter 4, God is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And Job does say there's a spirited man that knows the inspiration of the Almighty. So he said that spirit in you is the I am.
Hallelujah.
That's why he gives you the Holy Spirit so that you can now, if you have the Holy Spirit, you can say I am.
I am
a spirit. I am a spirit. I'm like God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm like God. I got to think that way.
That's right.
That's why my thoughts have to change. Because if I'm still thinking I'm the same person, I'll still be doing the same thing I used to do.
Hallelujah.
If I'm like God, I'm holy.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Because God is holy. If you're going to be like God, you got to be holy. And to be
holy.
And to be holy, you got to separate yourself from your sin.
Be holy. I am holy, says the Lord.
That's what holy is, to be separate from sin. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Hallelujah. You've been separated from sin by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, that was the only way you could be holy. You first had to be separated from your sin.
Come on, Bishop.
To be like God, because there's no sin in God, then we got to come to realize there's no sin in me, and so every sin that I know is around me and in me, I got to get rid of it and stop doing it.
Yes,
Lord. I got to be holy. Amen. God is faithful. If I'm like God, you got to be faithful. Hallelujah. God is righteous. The only way I can be righteous is by the blood of Jesus that made me righteous. So when I became righteous, I became like God because God is a righteous God.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
See? And so in order to be like God, now you got to be born again.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because the old man, Adam, I guess you can go to 1 Corinthians 15, the old man Adam, Jesus came and wiped him out so that the new man Adam can come in. And so all of you that's been, see, start thinking like God because you like God. I don't know why you see somebody say, well, you're not like God. Well, that's what he said. And so if he said it, I am.
Hallelujah. Said, I want to be like God. Hallelujah.
Y'all want to be like God?
Absolutely. It's the only way to
that do it. That has always been his intent. His intent is was that
the only way.
He wanted to be in the earth. He wanted to be in the earth. He was in the heaven, but he wanted to be in the earth. Mm-hmm. And so what he did, he made you the earth. And so if he's in the earth, he's in you because you're part of the earth. He's always wanted to dwell in. He wanted to dwell in us. See, that's how we look at God. We look at him. We got to look at him different so that we can change. Until I realize that I've been changed. Come on, somebody say I've been changed.
Come on. I've been changed.
I'm not who I used to be.
I've been
changed.
Thank God.
Yeah,
thank God. We're not who we used to be. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus came to change.
God changed me. Yeah.
He came to change things. And he came down to change me. Aren't you glad you've been changed? You heard those testimonies of those brothers? Those brothers have been changed.
Thank you, Jesus.
They don't think the way they used to think. They don't do what they used to do. They don't act like they used to act. It's because what? They've been changed.
Changed.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
God for change.
Come on. We are in the image of God. We are in the image of God. And God put his purpose in us. He put his purpose in us, or he put his will or desire in us. So that he could be seen in the earth. Amen. And to be seen in the earth, he wants to be seen in you.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
No, when Jesus, they asked Jesus, well, Lord, show us the Father. It'll satisfy us. He said, have I been so long with you and you don't know who I am?
Come on, Jesus. Didn't even know.
So God wants himself to be seen in you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He wants himself to be seen in you. So you got to watch what you do because remember we talked about yesterday, we are ambassadors and you represent Christ in the earth.
Come on. Royal priesthood.
Yeah. You represent Christ in the earth. You are an ambassador to Christ. You're the royal priesthood. A royal priesthood, see, Jesus was a priest.
Hallelujah.
And we're part of the priesthood of Jesus. Yes, and because we are the priesthood, we're supposed to be offering that spiritual sacrifice for the lost. We're supposed to be praying for the lost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And so thank God that I'm saved.
Yeah,
I've been made meat for the master's use, for his use. Now, we got to realize we need to be used of God.
Lord. Come on, Jesus.
Come on. God wants to send somebody. And Isaiah said in chapter 6 of Isaiah, he said, here I am, Lord, send me.
Hallelujah.
See, that's yielding yourself to God. That's when we yield to God, when you say, here I am, Lord. I'm yielding to you. Send me. I'm submitting to you, Lord. Send me. Amen. I don't want to be sent by God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for this day. Amen. We're normally read Psalms 91. I just had to get that in. That was on my heart. Psalms 91. Let's read Psalms 91. Then we're going to have a prayer request, and then we're going to go. As he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. We're under the shadow. Now, he's got his covering over us. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress. Psalm 91. My God, in him will I trust. We got to trust in God, not trust in man.
Trust
in God, amen. And I said you can't even trust the medicine, because the medicine is killing you these days, amen. You can't trust in the doctors no more, because the doctor's killing you too, because they're getting paid, amen, to kill you. Surely he has delivered me from the snares of the fowler. He delivered you from the snare. The brother was talking about the snares. He'll deliver you from the snares of the fowler. Amen. And from the north and presently. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under thy wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckle. The word is true. Amen. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the presence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. We say this virus was a pestilence. It's a pestilence. He said, thou shalt not be afraid. So I have to encourage everybody to believe the word rather than believe in the shot. I ain't against the shot, but I said I have to put God first.
Come on.
I got to trust God
first. Trust in him. Come on.
I gotta promote God first.
Promote God first.
I can't promote nothing else first. I gotta put God first. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. We gotta get to a place where we trust God for this.
Yeah.
Amen. Only with thy eyes shall I behold and see the rewards of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. There shall no evil befall thee. I got to say it with my mouth. Ain't no evil coming on me. Amen. Praise God. This is not coming nigh me, because the Lord said it's not going to come nigh me. I got to trust in the word. I'm going to say it with my mouth and believe it in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. And I'm going to be saved. So I'm saying what God said in the word so they can keep everything else at bay. I want to keep the devil and the sickness at bay. There shall no evil befall thee, neither in the plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up with thy hand.
Line unmuted.
That's a storm. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the viper shall I trample on the feet. Because he said, this is why I have to do this, because he set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. The brother was
line muted
this morning. It's a strong power, but the righteous run into it and is safe. He shall call upon me, and I will be with him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise God. Thank God for his promises coming to pass. Amen. Another prayer request before we go.
Yeah.
Now, three votes. We're going to pray for him and pray for, let's see, what is it? We're going to pray for Pastor Smothers. He didn't come on this morning. He was supposed to sing that song. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen. Did we have another singer on the line? Brother Norman, he gone?
I'm still here.
I've been hearing Brother Norman humming all morning. Come on, brother, give us a song.
Come on, brother, sing us a song so we can pray for the sick and we can get out of here.
Line unmuted. Line muted.
This God,
oh God,
this God of mine, you're always so good, you're always so good to me. There, winter. When I hurt so bad, I mean when my heart cries out, but through his love, oh, to love y'all, I can't look back from where I come from. And I can tell you
line unmuted.
I'm not who I used to be. Who I used to be. Say thank you Lord, I thank you. You've done so much, oh, so much for me. I pray that you hold us before us and keep us safe from all the harm. And we'll say thank you, Lord, I say thank you for you all that Lord that God allowed. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. Thank
God. Awesome. Awesome.
Amen. We got the prayer list here. We're going to pray for the prayer list. We're going to get off. We got Brother Greg. You know, we got his family.
Hallelujah.
His mother. Amen. We got Brother Sammy friends. And also Brother Sammy. Was Brother Sammy on today?
Yeah, he was.
Sammy.
Yeah, tell him he's going to stop running into that wall. He's going to get tired of that wall after a while. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We got Sister Trina grandson. We got Sister Trina grandson. Amen. Got Brother Sandra friend, Tona. Got the Mona family. Got the child Phil. Brother Greg, B.B. Field. We got Brother Anthony White. Angelique, we're going to pray for pray for
her
son.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, pray for her son.
Pray for my healing. Pray for the aches. Can you pray for my aches and pains? Pray for my body.
Amen. Sister Angelique got some body problems. Amen. Got Mr. and Mrs. Jackson to be prayed for. Got Brother Greg got a nephew with a heart condition. Amen. And then we got Mother Mama Dean, got Sam and Samuel Jackson to be prayed for. Amen. We got Brother Anthony, wife and grandmother. Amen. Amen. We got, I think that's Mary. She got eyes. She got glaucoma healing. Amen. And pray for me in the wilderness. Pray for me in the wilderness. Pray for Brother Prebos. Has got some conditions in his life. Pastor Smothers, he's still dealing with a little back problem. Amen. He's got an operation on his back. And, amen. We're going to pray for the Superintendent Bates and family. Brother Raven, pray for himself and his family members. We got Bishop Jackson and wife to be prayed for. Brother Lotus had Jackie O prayed for. Amen. I had Sister Connie and Lisa on. Lisa got cancer and came back home again. Amen. Let me see who else on us, some other names. Eleanor had a heart attack. Yolanda. Pray for the Hutchins family. Amen. Pray for social learning. Pray for our president and the vice president. Pray for them senators up there. They're going crazy. And pray for the people, you know, they're getting Roe versus Wade overturned. They're out there fighting to kill somebody. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's see. I skipped a lot on Betty Brown. Betty Brown.
Got the singles on there. Pray for the singles. Pray for the marriages. Amen. You got that on there?
Amen. Anybody heard from Sister Alicia?
Sister who?
Alicia.
Yeah, I seen her last night at church.
All right, then.
Line muted.
Last night at church.
All right, then. God bless you. She's doing good. We got a lot of other names.
Line unmuted.
We want to thank you, Lord, for every.
Line muted.
You know, every request that was made known. And, Lord, you said make known, O Lord. And, Lord, these names have been made known, Lord, what it is that they need in their life. And you said, Lord, you're the one that will provide it. Provide healing and provide deliverance for those who need deliverance. Healing for those who need to heal, O Lord. Salvation for those who need it, O Lord. You're the provider of all of our needs, and you meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory. So we say with our mouth and believe in our heart, Lord, that these requests have been made known. Lord, you want to do it, even as you said you would do it, because you watch over your word to perform it. And, Lord, let there be a performance of those things that have been asked, O Lord. You said whatever it is that we ask, you would do. And anything that is according to your will, we know that you hear us. And we know, Lord, that you've heard these names that have been made known on this list. And we thank you, Lord, for providing all their needs. And we give you praise for providing their needs. And Brother Prevost, oh, Lord, I thank you, oh, Lord, for changing his condition, oh, Lord. For, Lord, you know what it is. You know how to heal it, Lord. Let it not be even as it seems to be, Lord. For we believe you, oh, Lord. And our eyes is upon you, oh, Lord, to bring healing to his body and deliverance in his bloodstream. And, Lord, we give you praise for it right now in the name of Jesus. And we just want to thank you, Lord, for bringing all these things to pass in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Man, to be able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. For the only wise God be glory, dominion, power now and forevermore. As we dismiss from this line, but never from the present, we give honor and praise in Jesus' name. We pray. We just say amen and amen, and so be it.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
The men. Thank you, Brother Norman. God bless you. Awesome. God bless you. Be heard.
I know. God bless you. Storm clouds may rise. Strong wind. may blow, but I tell the world what you gonna tell them, do it. Everywhere I go, what you gonna say? What you gonna say, Greater Traveler's Rest? That I